you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're discussing internet safety this month and something that has become an increasingly popular way to meet, date, and even eventually marry are dating apps and websites. Now, if you're in school or are busy with a new career in a new city and you just aren't meeting the type of people on your own you would want to meet to date, many young LDS singles turn to these apps, and some find themselves pleasantly surprised with the results. Chris and Sarah Jane George were one of those couples. They met on a really popular dating app over 2 years ago and were recently married as the result. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Happy to be here.
Tell me first, did you ever think you were going to find the person that you were going to marry on an app?
No.
Definitely not. Being on a dating app or anything like that, like, I had no intention of meeting my wife. It was just something that people were doing at the time. It was really new in like early 2003 or 13, I mean. And I just wanted to meet new people, and you can go to parties and do that, or you can use this service. And so we tried it out.
You just happened to be on the other end.
Oh, yeah. I definitely did not think at all that I was going to meet the person I was going to marry on a dating app or online. I was only 18 at the time, so even thinking about getting married was like a really strange thing for me. So I had no intentions at all, but I am definitely pleasantly surprised.
And then you decided to take the chance and meet in person. And
so I had received 12 tickets to March Madness at Energy Solutions Arena. So I was super pumped to go to this basketball game, and I wanted to take someone else who would like basketball. And so we met outside of the basketball game.
Was that a little bit weird, meeting somebody?
It was very
that you
strange.
Met on an app?
Yes.
I mean, were you a little bit nervous? Did you take any precautions? Did you have like the pepper spray in your pocket or something?
Not that far, but so my whole family was going to be at the games with me with their own dates. I told Chris that he could bring a friend because I had an extra ticket, and I brought a friend so that, you know, he would have someone to talk to if the date didn't work out, and I would have someone to hang out with. And we met outside. It was strange in the sense that you were going on a date. I felt like nervous, excited though, not like scared.
We had sent pictures, we had chatted enough that we weren't like, okay, this person isn't a crazy person, you know, whatever.
So now you guys have been married for how long?
We got married January 2014. So
you're just babies. What are the benefits, I guess, of meeting in this kind of situation with an app besides getting rid of the baggage? Are there other things that are really great about it?
I think pure convenience. I know that kind of sounds bad, but you're never going to meet this amount of people and have this amount of interactions in just, you know, even like a month of trying to date someone or whatever amount of time. So that is convenient about it. But I also think just being able to know that you're already attracted to somebody and not have to go up and be worried like, oh, do they think I'm cute? Because I think they're cute, and worried about what is going to happen through that. But just knowing, hey, they thought I was cute. They want to see what could happen.
You know already going into it that they want to, you know, that it's a mutual, hey, let's talk, let's go at this. Whereas if you approach somebody just kind of cold at a party, you have no idea what's going on in their life. Like if they're already dating someone, if they're not interested, if they just came here with a friend, like it's just kind of a mutual meetup.
Mm-hmm. Did people ever misrepresent themselves on this website? Did you ever get any people and you're like, you are not the same person that I thought you were online?
Oh.
Yeah. One of the dates that I went on before I met Janie was with this girl who, yeah, definitely had different things that she wasn't herself. Not to go into too much detail, but the date only lasted probably 45 minutes.
It didn't go well.
Yeah.
What precautions do you think that people should take? You know, just to be careful out there, to make sure they're staying safe. And any advice for how to meet the
sure.
right person? Obviously, you guys did it right.
We got lucky. But I think that in terms of being safe, it's important to, I wouldn't, you know, like anybody or swipe anybody that you wouldn't be comfortable meeting in person. And making sure that if you want the app to be truthful and consistent, then you should be true about who you are on it. Don't, yeah, I wouldn't be like catfishing people on it either, you know?
Yeah, and a big thing with our story is there was two mutual friends that really helped sell it through, I guess you could say. One was a neighbor of Janie's, actually. He was like one of my good friends at work, and he grew up with Janie, essentially. And, you know, that's the nice thing about the app is that you can see mutual friends.
Yeah.
Mm. So we, you know, I was like, okay, she's mutual friends with these two people. I want to reach out to these two people and, you know, ask them about her. And, mm-hmm. and vice versa. She did the same. And so it's, I think it's important in dating online to try to have mutual friendships. And if you don't, then at least find a place where you can meet up and it's, you know,
yeah.
very populated and
public.
Lots of people around that, you know, that you're setting yourself
sure.
up, that you're
definitely.
Safe. And, I mean, I've never yeah. had that experience, but I've definitely...
that you can yell danger.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. If you need to.
I think if, you know, advice of using the app, you definitely need to have an open mind because when I first, his first words, I honestly was like, this is never going to work. I don't think I'd be interested in him at all. I don't think we have anything in common. But just, you know, relax a little bit and know that it's supposed to be fun and it's supposed to make you happy.
Yeah, don't have expectations. Like, I think that's what kills dating sometimes is like, oh, it's got to be this way or I have to, you know, my future husband, my future spouse has to be this way or whatever. And I did not think that I'd marry a girl that's 7 years younger than me. I'll tell you that much. It's been a lot of fun and I love her. I love her family. It's been a super big blessing in my life and I'm super happy.
Aww. How did the gospel play a role in your relationship early on?
That's a good question.
I think, okay, so when we first met, I think we had a lot of discussions and stuff that I felt we were at a, like a different level in a relationship than I had ever had. I guess this was kind of like my first big college relationship and like my only, I guess. But early on, it was important to us to keep Heavenly Father in mind and not just go into it being like, do we just like each other? Or are we just doing this for fun? But having a purpose in the relationship and like studying the scriptures together, going to church together, praying together. And it made me a lot more comfortable about what our relationship would be like in our marriage. And so I was really grateful for that.
Yeah. And early on, after the date with all of her family, I actually went to Sunday dinner with her family as well. And honestly, that's where I was super like, I want this. I want to be a part of this. And I kind of went all in at that point. And I actually prayed about not her, like, should I marry her? Because I'd only known her like 3 days. But I actually just prayed a couple days later because I was actually kind of dating another girl at the time. And I just gave thanks to my Heavenly Father for allowing me to have two awesome individuals in my life right then. And as I was praying about Janie and her family, like, I just had a huge rush of the Spirit, I guess you could say. And it was cool. Like, I just was like, I want to be a part of this. And so I knew pretty early on, like, that I wanted to be with Janie. And I think Heavenly Father knew better, you know, obviously 7 years difference. And he was like, go for it.
So. I think his decision happened a lot earlier in deciding that he wanted to marry me than mine. I think that Heavenly Father definitely played a role in being like, I woke up that morning and I got those tickets and I was like, who am I going to take? And literally I couldn't think of anyone. And then all of a sudden, like, Chris just popped into my head. But in terms of deciding that I wanted to marry Chris, I didn't like get any answer from praying about it or doing any things like that. But I really felt that Heavenly Father had let me make the decision. And after I had said, you know, Heavenly Father, I feel like Chris is the one I'm supposed to marry, and I hope that you'll bless me with this. And I think from there on, he just, I trusted Heavenly Father to trust me almost in choosing that, and I'm really grateful. I think it's been wonderful.
Well, you two are just adorable.
Oh,
thank you so much for being here. And if you want more information, of course, check out MormonChannel.org. There's some really great advice, I think, in what you said for people who are looking to meet new people in a different way in this day and age when dating can be so complicated. So thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.